今天是很特别的日子。
Today is a very special day.
今天是我们教会扩堂的一个里程碑。
Today we have reached a milestone in our church expansion journey.
事实上，我们教会等了好一段时间，终于神的时间到了，日期满足了，我们就可以开始建殿。
We've been waiting for a while, and the time has come that we're now ready to start our church expansion.
我很兴奋，我很期待，因为我们一直希望神的家更多地方更大的殿，所以我们等待着时刻。
I'm very excited. I'm very hopeful because we've been waiting for this church expansion for a while.
但是有一个问题必须我们要面对。
But there's this question we must face truthfully.
为什么我们要扩堂
？Why do we need to expand the church building？
这声音是不是怪怪？或者把这个砍掉，用这个好了
？Hello。OK， 谢谢，这样比较好一点哈。为什么我们需要扩建
？Why do we need to expand our church building？
扩建的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the expansion?
是因为我们不够地方用吗？
Is it because we're running out of space?
是不是我们需要更大的地方，所以我们必须要扩建？
Is it because we need a larger space and we need to expand?
想深一点。
Let's think deeper.
那是一个现象，但是不应该是我们教会主要扩建的主要目的。
Running out of space is a phenomenon, but it should not be the main reason for church expansion.
那么为什么要扩建？
So why do we expand?
在思想这个重要题目的时候，有一段经文一直在我心里面想起来。
As I ponder about this question, this passage kept speaking to me.
历代志下上第二十九章，刚才我念的这段经文。
The passage we just read from First Chronicles chapter 29.
帮助我反省一下我自己参与建殿的心态。
It helped me think about my attitude.And my motivation regarding the church expansion.
所以今天早上希望将这个信息带到弟兄姐妹面前。
So I want to share this passage with you this morning.
求主帮助我们，这样信息成为我们以后扩堂的动力。
May God help us that this sermon will be the driving force for our church expansion going forward.
我们再次祷告。
Let's pray.
但是我们把这段时间交在主手中，求主圣灵自己做工。向我们说话，甘冒你仆人的口。Father God, we commit this moment into your hand. May you speak to our hearts. May you help us to listen to what you're going to say to us. May this message become a motivation and a strength for us to move forward in building expansion until it's completed for your glory. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.历代志下第二十九章的经文
First Chronicles chapter 29
是大卫在离开世界之前他最后的祷告
It's David's prayer before he left the world
其中反映的是他自己在预备参与建殿的时候他的一个认知跟他的自己的心态
It reflected his attitude regarding building of God's temple
要明白这段祷告文，我们必须要知道一点点他的背景。
To understand his prayer fully, we must know a little bit about the background of his time.
那旧约书卷当中有两卷书是记载大卫生平的故事的。
There are two books in the Old Testament that record the deeds of David.
撒母耳记跟历代志。
Samuel and the Book of Chronicles.
两卷书是重点不一样。
Both books record David's deeds, but they have different emphasis.
撒母耳记记载的是大卫是一个战士，是打仗的，他以军事来建立这个国家。
In the Book of Samuel, it talks about David as the military warrior, the military might.
但在历代志上，大卫是一个宗教的复兴家，一个牧者。
But in the book of Chronicles, David is portrayed as a shepherd, a religious leader.
他带领百姓重新恢复他们与上帝的关系。
He led the people of Israel to restore the relationship with God.
其中一个重点是他很想为上帝建造一个殿宇。
A major point there is that he really wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
但是上帝不允许他。
But God did not permit that.
上帝告诉他你不可以。
God told him not to do it.
你曾经流过人的血。
Because he shed many blood as a warrior.
但是我应许让你儿子所罗门建造这个圣殿。
But God promised that his son Solomon can build a temple for him.
所以历代志上，第二十八十九章记载大卫就知道他儿子快要上来为他建殿，他离开之前，他为他预备一些建造的金钱与材料。
So the First Chronicle chapter 29 talks about David preparing the material for his son Solomon for the building of the temple.
所以在二十九章第十节到第十三节是讲到，是他祷告的时候，他对上帝的一个认知。
So in First Chronicle chapter 29 verses 10 to 13, we read David's dedication to the Lord regarding his desire to build the temple.
这段经文当中有三点，这是非常重要。整段经文十章第十节到第十九节。
The three major points from verse 10 to 19.
第十节到十三节，大卫对于他自己能够为上帝建造的这机会非常的惊奇。
The verses 10 through 13 show us David's surprise at himself being able to build something for the Lord.
一开始大卫在会众面前称颂耶和华。
At first, David was praising the Lord.
他说：“耶和华我们的父以色列的神是应当称颂的，直到永永远远。”
Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting.
耶和华尊大能力荣耀长盛威严都是你的。
Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours.
凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的。
Everything in heaven and earth is yours.
并且你为至高为万有之尊之首。
You are exalted as head over all.
丰富尊荣都是从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大长生都是出于你。
Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all.
我们的神呢？现在我们称谢你，赞美你荣耀之名。
Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name.
你看这段经文表达大卫对上帝的那个敬仰。
From this passage, we see the admiration David had for the Lord our God.
站在荣耀的上帝面前，他说：“我是谁，竟能为你建殿？”
In the presence of this glorious Lord, David's in amazement. Who am I that I could do something for you?
神的伟大，神的全能，神的荣耀，神的丰富一切，对于我们来说，我们算是什么？可以为上帝建殿？
In the presence of this glorious God, this great God, this God full of splendor and majesty, who are we?
后来所罗门建完殿以后，他祷告当中，他讲出这个心声。
Even at the dedication of the temple by Solomon, he admitted this.
说上帝果真与世人同住吗？
He said, does God really dwell among us?
看那天上与天上的天都不足上帝居住的。
The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you.
一方面，天上宇宙万物容纳不了的上帝，竟然住在人手所造的殿吗？
Even the universe cannot contain God. Will he dwell in a temple built by human hands?
大卫站在宇宙万物的上帝面前，他惊讶。
David, in the presence of the Lord, was in amazement.
你有没有想过？为上帝建殿扩殿的这个事情，在我们的理智上面讲清楚一点，是怎么可能？
If you ever wonder to build a temple for the Lord, is it really possible?
我们在上帝创造的宇宙万物当中，一点沙也不比我们大的这个微小人能够为上帝建殿。
In all God's creation, we're just a little speck of sand. How can we build a temple for the Lord?
曾经有一个农夫，他是一个很敬虔的基督徒。
There was a very godly farmer.
有一次遇到一个学问很高的学者。
One day he met a great scholar.
这学者不信神的。
This scholar is atheist.
所以他就抓着这个农夫没有学问的农夫来开玩笑。
So he sneered at this farmer.
说你信神吗？
So you believe in God?
你的神有多大？
How big is your God?
这么大，这么大，这么大。
This big, this big, this big.
那农夫说。
The farmer replied.
我的神大到宇宙容纳不了。
My God is so huge the universe cannot accommodate him.
但是小到愿意住在我里面。
But small enough to dwell in me.
怎么能如此？上帝。伟大上帝住在我里面。
How can it be this great God living inside of me?
为什么要建殿？为什么要扩建？
Why should we expand the church building?
好像大卫与所罗门所明白的一样。
Just as King Solomon understood.
他们制造这殿是为神的名建造的，不是为人建造的。
They knew that to build the temple was for the name of the Lord.
这两者有点不一样。
There's a difference there.
这殿要扩建要建殿不是为人的需要建造的
building temple expanding the temple is not for men
为上帝的名建造的
it's for God's namesake
具体来说这是什么意思
in other words what does it mean
要藉着这个殿藉着矿建这个殿让别人晓得认识这位上帝上帝的名被彰显被传扬
to build the temple to expand the temple soPeople will come to know God, come to know His name.
那是不一样的地方。
That's the difference.
不是为了我们需要更多地方要活动、打球、敬拜、唱诗聚会。
Not because we need a bigger space to sing, to play basketball, to do all the events.
那是一个现象。
That's just a phenomenon.
重点。
The important thing is.
让人有足够的地方在这里。认识上帝的名。
We'll have a space for people to come to know God's name.
这点我们要抓得紧一点。
You must grasp this point.
天上的天不足够我们上帝居住。
The heavens cannot accommodate him.
不过他却乐意住在我们这个殿里面。
However, he's willing to live inside of our temple.
圣殿在上帝的心当中有个特别的位置。
It's a special place in God's heart for the temple.
上帝对所罗门说
God said to King Solomon,
这殿我已经分别为圣，归我自己，归我的名。
I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever.
我的眼，我的心藏在其中。
My eyes and my heart will always be there.
我的子民来到这边祷告，我必垂听。
When my people come here to pray, I'll listen to their prayers.
上帝又藉着这个殿知道上帝是谁。
Through this temple, people will come to know who God is.
第二点。
Second point.
在我们这段经文中十四节到十六节。
From verses 14 through 16.
大卫对上帝说：“我算什么？我的名算什么？岂能如此乐意奉献？因为万物都是从你而来，我们把你所得的献给你。”
But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to give as generously as this?
我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，与我们列祖一样。我们在世的日子如影儿，不能长存。
We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all our ancestors.
耶和华我们的神啊，我们预备这许多材料，要为你的圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来，都是属你的。
Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you.
大卫的祷告呢，他惊奇的有两点。
Two things that cause wonder in David's heart.
想清楚一点，我们能够奉献的都是本来就属于上帝，是从上帝而来。
If you think about it, what we can offer God actually came from God.
他们奉献。只不过是把上帝赐给他们的一部分归还给上帝。
When they offer to God, it's only a portion that reverted back to God.
第二点，大卫在这里用客旅与寄居， 反映出他对人在世上面的认知。
A second point is David pointed out using the words pilgrims and sojourners to describe we're here temporarily.
客旅是在那边暂短的、短暂的。
In pilgrims, it's temporary.
你去 vacation 也好，去工作也好，你住在旅馆，旅馆那几天并不重要，是暂时的。
When you go on a vacation, you live in a hotel. The condition of the hotel may not be that important because you're only going to be there for a short time.
寄居的是在那地方暂时，在别的地方住一住而已。
It's just a short stopover.
很快就过去。
It will pass very quickly.
在这暂时寄居的地方所留下的、所积累下的，一点都不能带走，是大卫明知道的。
David was very clear in understanding that whatever we have accumulated, we cannot take with us.
两天前我在教会 office， 我突然间有很强的感受。
Two days ago, I had a sudden urging in my heart.
我问 Elder Don。
I asked Elder Don。
我问林牧师。
I also asked Pastor Lin。
你们家里堆积的东西多不多？
Do you have a lot of things that you accumulated in your homes?
因为我突然间想起。
Suddenly I realized.
去年八月我卖了 New Jersey 的房子。
I sold my house in New Jersey last August.
弟兄姐妹。丢了很多东西。
Brothers and sisters, I discarded a lot of stuff.
其实偶尔搬次家是有帮助的哈。
I think it's very beneficial to move once in a while.
你不搬家，你不知道你有这么多东西的。
When you don't move, you don't realize how much things you've collected.
十五年前我搬家的其中一个 box 还没有打开过。
I noticed that I still have things still packed from the move 15 years ago.
我根本不打开，整箱丢掉。
I didn't even open it. I just threw away the whole pack.
啊，丢了很多东西。然后我问，他们两位说，你们多不多东西？他说很多。
I threw away a lot of stuff, and I asked Elder Don and Pastor Ling, and they said they have a lot of stuff too.
我说我去年八月搬来的时候，我说我以后不买东西。
I remember saying last August when I moved here that I'm not going to buy any more.
你认为我又没有买
？What do you think? Did I buy anything else?
不买美国经济就衰退了，对不对
？If I did not do my part, the American economy would go downhill.
慢慢东西堆积起来，我就问他们两位说：“我们怎么办
？”Things just keep collecting, piling up. What can we do？
我问一个很香港的问题。
I asked them this question.
有一天我们不在的时候
，One day when we're no longer here，
我们的孩子怎么样处理我们这些 garbage？
How will our kids take care of our stuff?
他们说，我不知道，知道一样事情，他们绝对不要我们的东西。
I'm not sure about my kids, but I know one thing: they won't want our things.
不在的我们的东西，他不会留下来的。
They won't cherish them.
那怎么办 ？Garage sale 送人也不要。
What should we do with them? Give them away? Probably nobody wants them.
有一次有人送我一套西装。
One time, a friend gave me a suit.
然后我穿上蛮合适的。
It fits pretty well.
说不错啊。
Feels good.
他说牧师放心穿吧。
He said, Pastor, go ahead and wear it.
他刚死的。
Huh?
那个人刚刚死的。
Oh, the person just passed away.
我立刻脱下来。
I quickly took it off.
有一天你不在，保证你跟我留下东西没有人要的。
One day, you and I, when we leave the earth, we're going to leave things that nobody wants.
对，传道书讲得很有理由。
You quoted in Ecclesiastes.
他说人生有一个很大祸患，祸患。
There's a strange phenomenon in life.
就是我们留下东西。
The things that we're going to leave behind.
想用的人是谁，我们都不知道。
Who will use them, we don't even know.
我觉得不但想用，丢掉的人是谁，我们也不知道。
I think not only the ones that are going to use, but the ones that are going to discard, we won't know.
想清楚，我们在这世界短暂，什么也带不走。
Think about it. Our days here are very temporary, and we cannot take anything with us.
不但如此，甚至我们在这边还活着的时候， 真正能享受的也不一定很多。
Even while we're living, we may not enjoy the things we collected.
你两个人住一个八个房间的房子，除了西行之外，你还做什么？
Two people living a big house, yeah, the room that they're in, maybe it's just that one room at that one point.
在纽泽西有一些好像我们一样从越南来的以前的难民。
In New Jersey, there's a neighborhood that lived a lot of Vietnamese.
有些住在靠近 Philadelphia 的地方。
South of New Jersey, near Philadelphia.
我们这些经过苦难、贫穷日子的人，来到都很珍惜在这边的机会。
These Vietnamese, because of the struggles that they went through to come to the United States, they all worked very hard.
拼命读书，拼命赚钱。
Study hard, work hard, accumulate wealth.
所以有家人是也是年纪还轻，所以他们拼命做，拼命念书，拼命做。
There's this couple, they're still young, so they work hard, that they earn a lot of money.
他们买了一栋很漂亮，在很贵的地区买了一栋很漂亮的房子。
They bought this beautiful home in a very nice neighborhood.
买了意大利来最贵的皮沙发。
They bought very expensive Italian leather sofas.
有个音响，很贵的音响。
Very expensive stereo equipment.
一个不知道多整个窝这样大的TV，
a huge flat screen TV，
好贵哦，
very expensive，
所以他们必须要再多辛苦做事来 pay，
because of all these expenditures they have to work even harder，
所以天还黑的时候他们就起来去做，做到晚上回来很晚才回来躺下就睡觉。
They would rise early in the morning and then come home very late at night
weekend 还要加班哦。
They even have to work during the weekends.
所以他们请了一个 clean 一个佣人来clean 这个 house 和清理这个房子。
Because of their huge house, they had to have a maid to come to clean their house.
有一天
，One day，
他回来拿东西。
Unexpectedly, they came home early.
他进门的时候，听到他的音响呢，里面有很柔和的音乐在响起来。
As they come into the house, they heard soft music playing in their living room.
他进去一看，
they walked in and looked.
他的清洁工人坐在那边。
They saw their cleaning maid sitting.
手中一杯冰的柠檬 lemonade.
Sitting on their expensive Italian leather sofa,
坐在
他 holding a lemonade.
很贵的皮沙发 ，Italian 皮沙发上面。
Holding a glass of frozen lemonade on that expensive sofa.
那一个电视节目。
Watching their big screen TV.
他跟朋友说，究竟谁是更幸福
？They talk to their friends afterwards. Who is more fortunate?
大卫明白，他说他用影儿，他说我们人生的日子在上帝面前像影儿，好像一个 shadow， 一个影儿出现就不见了。
David understood this. He said, "Our days are like a shadow, very fleeting."
大卫感谢神，他说：“上帝啊，感谢你，我们是客，在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，与我们列祖一样。”
David thanked the Lord that we are but sojourners. This is just temporary.
列祖就是他的祖先来了以后又走了。
Like our ancestors, they came and they went.
我们都是一样，来了又走了。
We're like that too. We'll come and we will go.
但是耶和华我们神啊，感谢你给我跟我的民有机会奉献。
But he thanked the Lord. Thank you for myself and for my people that we have opportunity to offer you.
可以把你从你所得的献上，建造为你民所造的这个殿。
To offer you what you have given us to build a temple in your name.
为什么要建堂？为什么要扩建？
Why should we build a temple? Why should we expand?
大卫把握上帝给他的金钱财产说，这个为了这个机会最好值得，感谢神给我有机会。
David sees worthwhile to offer up what we have to exchange for that eternal.
弟兄姐妹，我们要从新的角度来看扩堂与奉献。
Let us look at the expansion and the offering for the expansion from a new perspective.
上帝借着先知哈该说，他说：“耶和华如此说，我必震动列国，列国要把金银都运来。”
as recorded in the book of Haggai, that God is going to shake the heaven and earth to provide for the building of the temple.
万军耶和华说, 金子是我的, 银子也是我的。
The Lord has said, the gold is mine, the silver is mine.
这殿后来的荣耀比以前更大。
The glory of this temple is going to surpass the glory of the past temple.
金子是他的, 银子是他的。
Gold belongs to God, silver belongs to God.
上帝不需要你跟我奉献。
God does not need you or my offering.
但是上帝 给这个机会给我们, 让我们有机会参与。
But God gave us this opportunity for us to be part of this.
路加福音第16章,
John chapter 16.
路加福音,
oh, I'm sorry, Luke chapter 16.
耶稣讲过一个比喻,
in there we read about a parable.
有个管家,
there was this manager.
被他主人辞了,
he was fired by his owner.
好好清理一下东西, 然后你走吧。
His owner told him to give an account of his management and that he could leave.
这个管家就知道他日子不是很多。
The manager knew his time was limited.
将来我没有这份工作以后我怎么样活下去。
He was thinking ahead, how could he live afterwards?
所以他就把欠主人债的那些人找来。
So he gathered that his owner's debtors one by one.
你欠主人多少?
He asked them, how much do you owe
100,
my owner?
100? 你写10好了。
Okay, said 10.
50你写5好了。
50? Put it down 5.
耶稣讲这故事不是称赞这个管家做得对。
When Jesus mentioned this parable, he was not saying the guy did the right thing.
这你念圣经里面比喻你知道不要解释那细节重点是有一点。
When you read this parable, the main point is that
这重点是什么?
What is the main point?
重点就是那些黑暗之近视之子在这些世事上面比那光明之子更加聪明。
That the people of this world, they're very shrewd.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
今天不信上帝的人知道用别人的东西换取长久的利益。
Even the people that don't believe God, they know how to use things that don't belong to them for their future goods.
光明之子属于上帝的人是否在这世上应该看得更清楚。
That means we as children of God, we should even see it more clearly.
明明知道这些东西不是我们的。
We know all these earthly goods don't belong to us.
用它还有机会的时候投资在永恒上面。
While we still have the opportunity, let's use these things for eternal good.
我说我算什么，仅可有这机会。
Who am I that I should be given this opportunity?
第三点。
The third point.
大卫的祷文当中，第三点是非常重要，第17节到第19节。
From verses 17 through 19.
我的神啊，我知道你察验人心， 喜悦正直。
I know my God. That you test the heart and are pleased with integrity.
我以正直的心乐意奉献上这一切物， 现在我喜欢借你的名在这里， 都乐意奉献于你。
All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent, and now I have seen with joy how willingly your people were here have given to you.
耶和华我们列祖亚伯拉罕以撒以色列的神啊， 求你使你的名长存这样的心思意念， 坚定他们的心归向你。
Lord, the God of our fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people forever and keep their hearts loyal to you.
又求你赐我儿子所罗门诚实的心。
And give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion.
遵守你的命令法度律例， 成就这一切事， 用我预备的建造这殿宇。
To keep your commands, statutes, and decrees, and to do everything to build the palatial structure for which I have provided.
你念的时候有没有注意到一个字很重复很多次？
As you read this passage, have you noticed this one word that's repeated?
就是心。
It's the word heart.
里面有讲到正直的心、乐意的心、诚实的心、归向神的心。
It talks about the upright heart, the honest heart, the joyful heart, the loyal heart.
一方面是奉献必须出于诚实正直的心。
On one side, that when we offer to the Lord, we should do it joyfully.
另外一方面，我念的时候，这里有个很重要的提醒。
But I also got a reminder from this passage.
我们的钱在哪里，我的心就在哪里。
Where our treasure is, there our heart is found also.
奉献，参与奉献，能够使我们的心完全的归向上帝。
When we make an offering to the Lord, our heart will be turned toward Him.
有一次，有一个年轻的财主来找耶稣。
There was once a wealthy young man that came to Jesus.
夫子啊，我要做什么才得永生？
He said, Rabbi, what should I do to get eternal life?
你要遵守律法。
Jesus told him that you need to keep the law. 年轻人
听了又很高兴。
He was very happy to hear that.
哇，这个我从小就守住了。
He said, I've kept the law since childhood.
你记得耶稣在犹太什么事情？
Do you know what else did Jesus ask him to do?
还欠
一样。You lack one thing.
欠什么？
What was,
将你所有的被卖分给穷人，然后跟随我。
Sell all you have to give to the poor and come follow me.
是否耶稣为什么这么为难他？
Why was Jesus so harsh with him?
他从小就遵守诫命。
He kept the law since childhood.
马可福音也说，耶稣听了看到这年轻人就爱他。
And recorded in the book of Mark that when Jesus saw him, Jesus loved him.
所以耶稣不是为难他。
Jesus wasn't being difficult.
耶稣明白一样事情。
He understood one thing.
这人心里面塞了很多很多财产，很多钱财，他心里面没有空位为主。
He knew in this young man's heart he was bound by wealth. He had no heart for Jesus.
你要知道，在别的出生经，耶稣从来没有要求任何一个人这样做。
You know, Jesus never requested another person this.
只有这个年轻人。
Just this young man.
我不知道你跟我里面塞了什么东西。
I don't know in your heart or my heart what is it filled with.
来美国，很多东西是不停的新，越来越，新的东西我们不停的追求。
Living here, we see that a lot of things kept being developed, and we have the desire for them.
耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，心也在哪里。
Jesus says, where your treasure is, there is your heart also.
为什么要建殿？
Why should we build
为什么要扩坛？
Why should we expand the
上帝明白他的子民假如这样做的时候，他们的心就因为参与，就因为奉献，完全的归向上帝。
God knows if we become part of this endeavor, our hearts will be completely turned toward him.
第一，上帝不需要我们的钱。
God doesn't need our money.
上帝给我们 有足够的能力。
He gives us the ability.
让我们透过这个奉献
Through our offering,
从心里面乐意的奉献
from the bottom of our hearts willingly to give,
能够把心里面最重要的地方归上上帝。
That way, we also place God in the most important place in our heart.
前几个礼拜，我跟很多弟妹分享过，我跟师母去了 cruise.
Several weeks ago, I've shared with some brothers and sisters already that my wife and I went to a cruise.
你有没有去过 cruise?
Have you taken a cruise before?
不要去。
Don't go.
除了睡觉跟吃以外，没有别的东西。
You just sleep and eat and nothing else.
回来医生就检查身体就糟糕了。
You come back and you see the doctor and you're in trouble.
但是那最近这一次是很有意义的。
But this cruise was very meaningful.
因为是四十年前我牧养的教会弟兄姐妹。说四十年不见，分散到各地，聚在一起见见面。
This was a reunion after 40 years of separation.
那见面聚在一起，找地方住，找地方吃很麻烦。那 cruise 最好解决哈。
They thought that cruise was the best solution for this reunion.
其中还有以前在我牧养教会之前，那个教会的前一代的牧师，就是我们的牧师。93岁从巴拿马从加拿大赶来。
Among the attendees were these two pastors who pastored us back in Vietnam, and they're now over 90 years old.
我还记得第一天在 Florida 旅馆相遇的时候，那景象真的好玩。
I still remember the time when we first gathered for the reunion. It was very heartwarming.
不要忘记，我们分散的时候才20岁出头。
When we were separated, we were in our 20s.
现在碰到以前的年轻人。
Now you know, we see each other for the first time.
啊，这个是你吗？
Is that you? After 40 years.
对方说，我不认得你，你也是谁？
And we would tell each other, I don't recognize you either.
我们在船上面那个礼拜，每天早上晚上都有聚会。
Morning and night we have worship.
我讲一堂到其他的有这两位年长九十多岁牧师讲到给我们听。
I gave sermon once and then the other sermons were handled by the other two pastors.
那还有以前我们南部侍从长的时候又合在一起在场。
And even as quartet, we reformed and we sang too.
不用音乐就四部男声唱。
We sang a cappella.
我们觉得蛮好听的哈。
We thought we did a pretty good job.
直到有人穿上冷衣的时候，知道原来过去四十年再来一次，蛮有意思的。分开，上帝，每个人都有一个故事。
Everybody had many stories to tell.
最后分别之前，那个九十多岁牧师替我们主持圣餐。
Before we departed. We had a communion service done by the pastor.
你知道他说什么？
You know what he said?
他说这次是团聚。
This was a reunion.
其实也是替我跟我的另外牧师送别。
But I feel like it's also you guys bidding farewell to us.
下次见面在上面。
The next time we meet, maybe in the heavens.
哇，我们真的很难过。看到他想起四十年前。
When we see them, we remember 40 years ago.
他怎么样带我们信主，怎么样牧养我们。
How they led us to the Lord and how they pastored us.
现在九十多岁了。
They're now over 90.
说这是谢谢你们来替我送别。
And he thanked us for bidding them a farewell.
很伤感。
We felt sad.
但是是不是事实？
But it is the truth.
那天晚上，第二天早上我们就回到 Florida。
The next morning we are boarded. I mean, we are on board to Florida.
那 cruiser 那船遇到很强的风。
That night, actually, we encountered strong winds.
我跟师母的房间，我们说这次要好好享受一下，所以订了一个房间靠近海边露台的。
My wife and I, we decided this time we were going to splurge, and the cabin that we had a porthole.
还有一个 balcony.
We also had a balcony.
睡在床上可以看到外面的海。
Lying in bed, I could see the sea under the porthole.
那天 storm 的时候就不好玩。
However, that night with stormy sea was no fun.
船这样摇着摇着，最厉害是那个地方。
You could see the whole cabin shaking, and you know, you could see the porthole.
我躺在床上看到那浪。
On my bed, I could see the waves, raging waves.
我打开那船上面的那个电视。
I turn on the TV.
他说强风从一个地方吹来。
Talks about.
他看到，越看越怕。
Talks about the strong winds coming, and the more I watched it, the more I was scared.
师母好厉害，她睡得好好的。
My wife was fine; she was sleeping soundly.
我听着那个。cabinet 里面的东西，什么？我说，难道？我想起四十年前。
As I watched the cabin shook, I remember 40 years ago.
我带着四岁的女儿坐一条30尺跟500多人一条船，也是遇到风了。
My wife and my four-year-old daughter and I, the three of us, were on a dinghy fishing boat, and it was in the raging waves also.
我不怕这个 cruise 会沉。
I was not afraid that the cruise ship's going to sink.
船太大了。
It's huge.
但是这样摇的话，我就联想几十年前同样的、不同样的情景、同样的事情。
As you rocked, I thought about 40 years ago.
我躺在床上没有办法睡。
I could not sleep.
我问我自己一个问题。
I asked myself this question.
四十年过去。
40 years have passed.
我做了什么？
What have I done?
所以那牧师讲的那句话也在我想起说，这次是送别。
And the words of the two pastors also ring my ears. This is a farewell.
他们两位二十出头就做宣教士，做了50-60年宣教士，去个不同地方来牧养。
They became pastors in their 20s and they pastored for over 50 years in different places.
我神啊，40年我做了什么？
I asked myself, 40 years, what have I done?
我想到一首诗歌《奇异恩典》。
Hymn Amazing Grace came to my heart.
是上帝恩典带我经过40年。
It's God's amazing grace that carried me through this past 40 years.
我想不到的。
Beyond my wildest imagination.
人生最后的一个里程碑当中，神把我带来 RCCC 与大家一起。
In my last days, God brought me here to RCCC.
神让我看到上帝要怎么样使用这个教会。
God gave me this vision how He wants to use this church.
上帝说，我要用这个教会使很多人得到祝福。
God said He wants to use church to bless many people.
我更想不到，我来了刚刚赶得及。教会要扩堂建殿，你们等了好几年，让等我有机会。谢谢你们啊
I couldn't believe that God brought me here at this time because you've been waiting to expand church for a long time, but I just got here and we're doing this now.
我看到你们我们的不是你们，我们的 poster.
I see our posters.
主啊，这是我的一份。
God, this is my portion.
上帝让我赶得及把我们的一份拿来献给主。
God wants us to give our portions to Him.
我们带不走的。
We cannot take them with us.
这是神给我们有机会。
God gives us this opportunity.
从这个心，我感谢神。
Thank you, Lord, for this willing heart.
Cruise 很快就结束了。
Cruise came to an end quickly.
回到现实。
We're back to reality.
我为现实感恩。
I'm thankful for the reality.
我们今年明年就看到上帝接着我们同心合一，要祝福我们。
This year, next year, we're going to see great blessing from God.
上帝要把我们的心接着奉献建殿这事情待在一起。
God is going to greatly bless it and have our heart turned to Him.
上帝要用这些一切五饼二鱼一样，现在主手中。主要擘开，祝福千千万万的人。
It's like the fish and the bread that God is going to use these meager portions in to bless many.
神要我们的心接着奉献连在一起，经历到上帝无比的丰盛，使我们的心完全的归上神。
He wants our hearts turned toward Him, that He can bless us abundantly.
恩典何等甘甜
！Amazing grace, how great are！
我罪已经得到赦免。
That our sins are forgiven.
前我世上竟被寻为，瞎眼竟得看见。
I once was lost but not found, was blind but now I see.
主帮助我们看清楚这个机会。
God, please help us see clearly.
我们存有感恩的心，我们谢谢神。
Let's with grateful heart, thank Him in prayer.
主啊，我们宣什么？你竟然这样爱我们。
Lord, who am I that You love us so?
当我们还是罪人的时候，你就为我们死。
While we're yet sinners, You died for us.
藉着信，我们能够成为你的儿女。
Because our faith, that we can become Your children.
现在我们算的什么？只要让我们能够为你建殿。
Who are we that we can build a temple for You?
你是万有的主宰。
You own everything.
你根本不需要我们这些金钱。
You don't need money from us.
但是你把他们这个机会给我们。
But You give us this opportunity.
主啊，求主用这奉献，把我们心完全归向你。
Lord, please use this offering and let us turn to You.
使我们以后的生命得到重建。
May Your name be rebuilt.
用你的殿成为万民的祝福。
May Your temple be blessed.
奉耶稣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起站立。
Let's stand.